We are all going to benefit from this. And when you have me on your show next year, we're going to be talking about all the benefits.
Next year, I'm going to get you in here next week. Let's go to Ed on his cell. Ed, how you doing?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I have a question for Vinny.
Sure.
The NFL, former NFL players that are doing these ads, do they get paid for it?
They get some money for their time, yes.
Oh, they get some money. So don't change the – you Democrats have a way of changing the words all the time. So they get paid. You make it sound like these guys believe in this cause and they're donating their time, just like you. You'll take any subject and become a lobbyist. You are a lobbyist. You'll lobby for anybody that pays you. And what about the new 41 taxes that are going to pay for Obamacare? You don't talk about them, like the medical appliances, the sale of your house. You don't talk about the 41 new taxes that Obamacare is going to put on the public.
Well, let me just say, I want to agree with something Jimmy said earlier, that London Fletcher is a class act. And when he talked at our press conference, he talked about how he grew up on Medicare.
No, he's a class act.
Sir, I did not interrupt you, sir. London Fletcher is a class act. We asked him to cut a TV and radio ad, which is a lot of time. These are busy gentlemen, and people should be compensated for that. But when they spoke at the press conference, London Fletcher and Doc Walker made absolutely clear they were there because they want to make sure their fans know about the what's available under the Affordable Care Act, and the 211 number is going to help. And London Fletcher is a great man who wanted to make sure that the people who listen to him and follow him and or need health care know what to do about it.
Well, then he would have donated his time if he truly believed in it, if he's this great philanthropist that you make him out to be.
Ed, thank you. I don't have a problem with Fletcher receiving some compensation for his time, and I'm not questioning London Fletcher's character. I've defended it. Just looking here, Vinny, it is a $5,000 deductible on the bronze plan. Look, again, I'm not questioning your intentions. I believe that you're sincere. I want to get you back real quick to talk about this, but I am just looking, and we'll get to all the phone calls on your side of 9:30 news. I'm just looking at this thing from a practical business model, and we can put all of our energy and all of our time into this website. I think that the website, the problems that the website has had, at the end of the day, has really been a silver lining for the president. Because I got to tell you, Vinny, if the website was flooded with people that were actually able to see how much these plans are going to cost, I think you'd see a lot more cancellations than you're seeing right now. And all this is going to be hitting. All this is going to be hitting when the Democrats are fighting to keep control of the Senate. Forget regaining control of the House. You got 30 Republican governors are going to be up for re-election. It's going to be an interesting year.
It's going to be an interesting year. And what I'm saying, I think, is that we are going to see over the next couple of years the same kind of progress as happened in Massachusetts when they enact the similar plan in 2006.
Look,
nobody,
man,
in Massachusetts wants to go backwards.
Well, let me tell you, the whole Massachusetts plan isn't all it's cracked up to be either. Okay, I mean, we don't have time to really dive into that. Another thing, just looking at your press release, at your press conference earlier, Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown, if I were him, I'd be annexing myself from this thing as much as possible, but I guess he's too intertwined with it at this point.
He, like the whole administration, is going to do everything they can to make the law work because they know it's going to benefit Marylanders, just like the law we passed in 2007 benefited hundreds of thousands of Marylanders. We are going to make health care more affordable for people and have access to hundreds of thousands of people. And again, Jimmy, when I'm back here next year, we're going to be talking about the successes.
Vinny, it's always a pleasure having you in studio.
Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Taking your phone calls next. Everybody hang on. We got the lines jammed. I will get to everybody. 410-467-WBAL. It is 828. You're listening to the Jimmy Mathis Show on WBAL and WBAL.com.